This is just a it's just a rainwater tank that we've actually cut down to size. So we've insulated it to try and keep it cooler in summer and warmer in winter. The native perch that we've got like a certain temperature. They don't like it too cold or they don't like it too hot. So we just insulate that. If you come along to here, we've got some bins that we've purchased. No specialty items. swivel filters. So what it does is basically the fish poo. It gets sucked out from the bottom of the tank and put into these. Over time, these actually, the solids float down to the bottom and they mineralise in there and break down. And that is basically the fertiliser for the rest of the system. So it travels through the pipework. We've got an NFT system here. Most of the stuff that we've used here is recycled, with the exception of the polypipe. We've purchased most of that new. So yeah, it's a lettuce I'm currently waiting to save some seeds on these. So yeah, and then they basically go down, and the whole system actually starts in the sump tank, which is just a recycled bulky. It starts there. We use a CHOP system, a constant head one pump, just to help with failure of the system. So yeah, it basically starts in there, and the water can either come up and it goes into a TP section and it comes back through the first tank, the main one with the fish in it, or it goes through to the beds. So we've got 7 beds here at the moment. We've got 6 media beds that have got the clay balls, and we're just trialling this floating raft bed at the moment to see how it goes. Personally, I'm still not 100% if I'm actually keen on it. The lettuce seemed to go better in that than what it does in here. But unfortunately, we've got too much heat loss in the water through that system. It acts like a radiator, and the heat escapes.
And being here in Wyler, it's often known for its heat, so that is obviously a big issue.
Yes, it is, especially in winter. It's more a problem in winter because it does still get cold. And you sort of want to keep the water in the fish tank sort of probably no lower than about 12 degrees. And we've had it last winter below 10. So and we think that was the problem, was that system. So when we go to do our expansion, that system will be actually coming out of there because it's first in the line, so you're losing your heat before it goes to anywhere else. So if we're going to replace it, we're actually going to put it over in our expansion area. So hopefully it'll be the last one and then it can cycle back through and actually warm back up.
So you said you've got lettuces here, but what else are you growing?
Okay, we've got in this bed here, we've got some broccoli. So that's full. The good thing about aquaponics is in this area here, I think off the top of my head, I think there's 16 broccoli in there. We've also got 2 chili plants and a cucumber. So that's in about a metre square. You can grow almost, depending on what you plant, 30 times more in the same amount of space in an aquaponics than what you can in a traditional bed.
Why is that?
It's because of the nutrients in the build-up. So if... Over there we've got broccoli as well, and we've got 8 plants in about the same area. It's just that with that, you sort of, in the traditional beds, you still need to constantly feed them. We don't use any pesticides in our system at all. It's all organic, only for the fact that it'll kill the fish. So not only do we use no pesticides in the aquaponics, we use no pesticides in the backyard at all. So everything's natural. But yeah, it's what happens is, I guess the waste in the mineralisation tanks, when it breaks down, it actually goes through into the media beds as well and actually settles on the bottom, and then it breaks down further. So that takes about a 28-day process for basically when the fish do their business for it to actually break down into something worthwhile. So,
and I can see some strawberries over there as well. So yeah, a few of those and leeks or onions or something over there.
Spring onions there. So we grow also chilies in there, plus our herbs. In the far bed, we've got some corn, trialling that. That's our first trial with corn in the aquaponics. So we've got some tomatoes in 3 Dutch buckets at the moment. We've got some of the rainbow char as well. And we've also got kale coming up, which is a winter vegetable, but we're growing it in summer in the aquaponics. And obviously the chili plants as well through that. So
where did it all start? What was the idea behind setting up a system like this in the middle of Wyala?
It all started because basically my daughter is a fussy eater. And she does not like vegetables. So we started growing out of wine barrels and growing our own salad type vegetables. And then as we started to sort of research better methods of, I guess, producing our own goods, it got to the stage where we started to get into the aquaponics because of, I guess, the benefits involved in it. There's quite a number of benefits through an aquaponics system. There's no bending over. It's all at waist height or above. The other one is it uses a tenth of the amount of water. The only water lost is actually through evaporation. So we top up the sun tank probably about once a week with about 200 litres of water. And that's about all. So there's, I guess, no soil-borne diseases. So the kids, you see all the warnings on the labels on the potting mix and things like that, and the kids go play in the dirt, and yes, kids should be kids, but there is some nasty things in those potting mix, and yes, you've got to go wash your hands afterwards. With the aquaponics system, there's none of that. So there's quite a number of benefits towards it. Also, I guess the turnaround time for some of the veggies is quite quick. Our lettuce that we grow, we can grow from seed to actually producing food onto the table with 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the year. So the time, I guess, behind that turnaround is a lot quicker as well.
And are you just growing it for yourself, or do you sell it elsewhere? What's the system like?
Mainly, most of the stuff that we grow at the moment, we grow for ourselves, except for the chilies. I actually am about to start producing. I've gone through council for my approval. Chili sauces, like a chili gourmet range of chutney sauces, different types, right from, we grow everything from a mild capsicum to the world's hottest chili.
Wow.
Yep. So yeah, we do that. So I'm just about to venture into that, I guess, into making different products for that as well.
So I guess it's just all about being as self-sufficient as you can. And you've got chickens in the backyard. We've got some turkeys we can hear in the background. Yep. So, and you said you also try and catch as much seafood in that as possible as well.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's really good. My husband loves to fish, and I have 2 children, and they both really enjoy going out as well.
And so you said before about looking to expand even further. What's the next plan?
Okay, in the backyard, we've actually started to remove some of the dirt beds. It's looking very bare at the moment. So basically, we're going to expand the area. We're going to incorporate the wicking beds that we've got along the back fence into the system. The wicking beds are basically an oversized self-watering pot. We've used recycled bulkies for that purpose. So we're going to incorporate those in along the back fence. We're going to, expand our media beds as well. So basically going to be 4 more rows out the back. We're going to do the floating raft bed as well. And hopefully that would be a little bit more successful, I guess, than what the smaller system is. But it is only new. And like I said, it takes 28 days for that nutrient to break down into the new beds. So I'm hopefully going to see some more growth in the near future in that bed. We're also going to probably move the NFT out the current system and put it into the new one.
And I've come across what you're doing on Facebook, of all things, Wyala Urban Farming. Have you found that by having that and being on the social media side of things that people are really interested in what you're doing?
Yes, it is. We're also on Instagram, but underneath that, we're on Australian Urban Farming. But yeah, it's a lot of people are getting involved in it. Aquaponics isn't a new thing. It is to some people, and it's just really starting to get out there. But a gentleman by the name of Murray Hullum, he was the father of aquaponics, if you want to say that, started about 20 years ago. So yeah, it's sort of, I guess, just developing more interest now. There's a lot of interest in it overseas, and even some of our followers that we've noticed both on Instagram and Facebook are overseas in Northern Hemisphere. So it's good to see that it's not only just, Wyala and the Eyre Peninsula, but also the rest of Australia and also overseas as well. That's got the interest going.
And I guess the all important question, you started this because your daughter was a fussy eater. So what's her eating habits like now?
It's improving.
Getting there.
She gets there. She does try new things. Sometimes her taste buds aren't the greatest, but I've got a son who will basically eat anything out of our garden. So that's a good thing.
World's hottest chili?
No, I would not do that to my children. Might to my husband, but not my children.